T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops. Welcome to the 100th episode of Blurreds in the Hood with me, your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
He's about to get his soul sucked.
And I'm the swaggy blur to Winston A. Marshall, yo.
Start off this way. You know what that means. Every time, as you see it on the top, $100 plus donations, we take shots. But also, it's a 100th episode, so we got a Streamlab already that came through, and on the 100th episode, so it's only apropos we start this party off as such. Man, thank you, everybody. Let's just do this. To 100 episodes, to the neighborhood, to you, Mr. Marshall, to everybody who's been a guest, and everybody who made 100 episodes this crazy bitch possible. We salute you.
We salute y'all. Wow! Motherfucker!
Okay, there it goes. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
I don't know why he does this.
We're at 100, nigga. Where the titties and the bitches?
I wish y'all could see me backstage because every time you play it, I'm just around here. It's supposed to be business. Where the titties and the bitches? Like, I feel like he's got to rub
his
chest.
Jay just starts rubbing his own titties. He's like, where the bitches and the titties?
Where the titties? I don't know why. It's just that every time we play this, literally, I just start, where the titties? Supposed to be titties. Man, it is a lot to talk about on this episode. I mean, on top of the regular stories, but I want to start this off before we go. First of all, thank you for those who watch Blurreds After Dark this Sunday. I'm going to say it now. We're going to say it again. What happened on Blurreds After Dark
stays on Blurreds After Dark.
Exactly. If you missed it, you missed one for the books. Dog, we're at 100 episodes of the show, and between us almost killing each other every now and then, you going psycho last week, just in general.
Everybody was wondering if you were going to make it to episode 100, bro.
I know, everybody was like...
I was contemplating actually killing you. It was like there, but it would have seemed very anticlimactic after everything we've been through that you were just gone at the end of it. You know what I'm saying? I love how you still are, like, your face is like, you would do what now? You're like, excuse me, what now?
Excuse me. You know, I was so nervous. I was like, if Winston come in, I'm just going to be like,
stop it. Get some help.
Like, just, did you pull that just for this? Did you get that just for this moment?
I've been having this on standby for a minute.
Because my thought process is,
I just don't give a fuck.
I thought you were gonna put the whole thing. I thought you were like, I don't give a fuck. I just don't give a fuck.
I just don't give a fuck. But yeah, we're at 100. I mean, a lot of shows make it that far, and a lot of shows don't. And again,
nigga, this syndication, bro. Where our syndication check?
Where them syndication checks?
Where the rerun check?
Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
For syndication.
I don't know why you didn't cut this out yet, but also
we going. What a money reside. What a money reside. What a money reside. What a money reside.
I'm just, you know, like,
I'm looking. I had to go look at, matter of fact, earlier in the day, I was looking through my recycle bin because I've gotten rid of a lot of the clips that we've already either uploaded or used. So I have to go try to find a lot of them again because I'm specifically looking for two of them in particular. That's one. And the pop, pop, I do it again. I'm trying to find that one. So
okay, I have a challenge for you. We got 55 minutes today. Let's find a way to use every single meme before the show is out. But it can't just be because I'm clicking on it. It has to make logical sense.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
All right.
So that's fair. So for everything we do, it has to work. So, Mr. Winston A. Marshall, on this 100th episode, I must ask you.
My nigga.
Niggas.
Nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
What? What you say now, Chuck?
I didn't quite catch that. You want to run nigga it again? I feel like we kind of cheated right there, but I'll take it.
It worked.
I'm good, man. So we should go ahead and announce right now. Thursday, the episode is going to happen. It's one or two things will happen. It'll either happen early at noon on Thursday, noon Pacific time, or we might have to postpone episode 101. It depends on Jay as well. So what I've been doing, I'm actually going to be hosting the premiere of Michael B. Jordan's new movie Without Remorse, which is within the it's a Tom Clancy film. It's like they're building up. Amazon is building up towards doing like a Rainbow Six.
Hello.
Right. So they're working to build up a Rainbow Six franchise. You obviously have all those Jack Ryan with John Krasinski already as the show.
Jack Reacher, you mean?
No. Ryan.
Is it Jack Ryan or Jack Reacher?
There is a Jack Reacher.
Oh, this is Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
I'm sorry. I was confused.
No, it's okay. I was like, no.
I was feeling it first.
I said what I said.
I thought I was right. You know?
But either way, so I'm going to be hosting this premiere, which is super cool. I was able to invite a few family and friends and colleagues to it too, which is also pretty cool. It's all virtual. So like I'll be on set with the co-host. Like I went in today for my fitting. The only thing that was kind of shitty about today specifically driving down there, I did my due diligence yesterday and said about 30 minutes without traffic. So I gave myself an hour. And when I was smooth sailing the whole way down, there was a last 2 mile stretch where apparently there was all white jacks looking like, oh my Lord. Oh,
my crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's cause Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Jesus Christ!
Yep, I mean, the actual answer would have been this.
Because no one cares about the whites.
That would have been
the best
that,
one.
That clearly. But anyways, I'm excited about it.
I quit. Thaddeus Smith said a new Pacific that y'all getting to play with my story.
Well, either way,
that's the most black mama's girl mama shit. Get away with my goddamn stories.
Get away with my goddamn stories, baby. What the fuck? So I'm excited. So this is a movie coming out on Friday. Again, this is a premiere. The movie comes out on Amazon on Friday. I think they're doing a simultaneous Amazon Prime and theatrical release for this, but it's again called Without Remorse. I've already seen it because I got to watch the screener. It's a good movie as far as like solid action. Kind of basic spy like storyline, but like really solid action in the movie. So I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. But yeah, my call time is in the middle of when this show would be. Just so like I can't say, do the show at the regular time. Yeah.
For the record too, on the goal between the 55, the rest of the show, We have 78 visual memes.
We have what?
78 clips.
Oh Lord, yeah, we're gonna have to.
I just wondering.
We'll get there. It'll work out.
We're decent. We're like six or seven in.
Yeah, we've already hit a number. So I'm excited about it. It'll be dope. Like I'm getting good money for it. I also, which is crazy, like I was just stressing out about how I can't really do a lot with my leg right now. I'm able to walk at like a normal speed now, but I can't lift anything heavy still. I can't run still. And so I've been stressing out because like I haven't been able to Instacart. And our move is in like 2 weeks. So like while I have the money for the move and to pay my half a rent here and half a rent there for this first month, income has kind of stopped apart from like this SEN and movie trivia showdown. So fortunately by booking this and then somebody I worked with in when I was doing casting for America's Most Wanted was like, I'm working on another project. Can you like help me co-cast this for the week? So like I'm bringing in like a pretty decent amount of money for this week, which is helping losing last week's work and not being able to work this week. So that at least bought me some time, which is nice.
That's good. That's good.
So I'm going to be stressed. I got a lot, like it means I'm bouncing off the walls. Like as soon as we finish, I'm already on to doing some casting shit pretty deep into the night. Then I got to wake up and do more casting shit in the morning, then go to rehearsal. So like I'm running, I'm fucking run, but I'm working and I'm, you know, I'm a doctor, and I will just cut that shit off. This nigga, he talked for two reasons. We say one legal thing, he got to be like, well, actually, and then he want to come in and just run his motherfucking mouth. That's fine.
Yeah, he would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper.
That is correct. A habitual line stepper is correct, man. But yeah, so other than that, I'm doing fine, man. So I got to ask you the same question, Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Chopped a chunk out my goddamn head shaving yesterday.
You just really want to be like me, huh? But you do it from the back of your head instead of your leg.
Nigga.
Because like, this nigga goes, I'm going to be better than this nigga. I'm going to take a chunk out of my body too. But I'm going to make it so I can still work out. Like that's this nigga was like, you ain't taking no gym from me.
First of all, this is some shit where you shave it and you just feel, I just felt the razor and the skin go together. And I was like, God! Damn it. I felt it when it happened. So like that hurt it. I've been back doing Focus T25, trying to get my, you know, reestablishing my cardio and core, and started from the beginning on that again. When you stop that, as you know, is a bitch. I was around this motherfucker feeling like I was about to die. What else have I been doing? Writing again some more, being stressed out, knowing that I have to move ASAP now. Like, I have to move within the next 18 to 20 days. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like I said before, if a nigga got to rent an RV or get a tent on Venice Beach, I'm out. This shit that just happened today, I'm out. I'm done. I'm gone. So I'm dealing with that. What else? So here's an announcement I only made to like two people through one-on-one with the supervillains that I will make on the show. I've been pissed off for the past week because my son has COVID.
Nigga, what? You didn't even tell me that. What the fuck? What?
Dealing with all this. Yeah, there's a meme for this somewhere. I know.
Yeah, it's this will work.
What the fuck is going on?
Actually, wait a minute. We need to do the meme. Here you go.
COVID-19. I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God
on you.
On you.
Yeah. So I got a text message. I'm gonna read the text from my son. Where is his text? Where is Jalen's text at? Yeah, if everybody knows, my kids are both named with a J. There's Jalen and Jalea. So I got this text on Friday. It says, just wanted to let you know I got COVID, but I'm feeling better. I'm starting feeling sick. Brother brought it in the house. Now, I have much love for my son. Everyone knows this, and his little brother. I took them out when I was out there for Christmas that year. I was like, I'm not going to just leave him at home. Like, I'm not going to be that type of, nigga, you're not my responsibility. I could have, but I didn't. My son told me that, and I wanted to put hands on his, because his mom works in the medical field. So she was making sure, like, she constantly had them washing their hands, doing everything they needed to do. And so he came in and just was out here just being reckless as a kid. Got her sick. In terms of him sick. He's getting better now. But on top of everything else I've been dealing with, people didn't know. I was stressed out to the max finding out my baby boy got COVID. And this little nigga's healthier than me. And so I've been battling that emotion. And like, again, my son catches the virus 2,100 some odd miles away from me. Like, I already had to deal with my daughter having it before we knew it was COVID. My daughter and her mom have had it, you know, and so my son has. And so I got bombarded in a sense throughout this entire spectrum with it. Luckily, I've been blessed and, you know, good, but yeah, that's the biggest thing. So, yeah, Jay's losing his yes, he texted me, which I'm glad he texted me. My son's a teenager. Teenagers text. That was the only benefit of the doubt I gave him for that, was teenagers text. So, you know, that and just everything else, it was just a compound thing going and going and going. So after dark on Sunday helped me out so much to take my mind off of it. This, on top of everything else, helps me take my mind on it, off of it. I've still got work to do looking at places. Oh, by the way, let me tell you something real funny. I told you this before we started filming. When you're looking for places, they all give you these bullshit qualifications, because again, they want to say things like, you know, you need this and you need to have that. And so one of the things they always tell me, we need you to have like a 650 720 credit score. I'm like, nigga, have you seen the place you trying to rent out? Why you sitting there talking about some of my credit score need to be that of Jesus? Like, they were like, well, that, and you need to make this amount. I'm like, the financial end, I can front that. I will slang dick and body butter if I got to. I will make it happen. Like, but don't come at
nigga.
Dick, like, and body butter, nigga.
Motherfucking damn. Ham, fucking.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta sell dick and body butter. And so, like, sound like Elephant Cowboy to be like, what this nigga selling? Yo, this nigga in the street selling dick and body butter, y'all.
God damn!
It just happened. So, but financially, I could figure everything out with savings and shit like that. And so just, I've been on the phone with a lot of people and they were like, so if you can meet those qualifications, and my way of ending every call has been, thank you for wasting my time, goodbye, and hanging up, like literally. So, you know, just dealing with all that. First,
well, when they say those qualifications, are you asking them? Are you telling them like, hey, this is my financial situation? I've got X amount in the bank.
Yes. I can cover. Yes.
And they're still saying that wouldn't do it.
Yes.
I'm just making sure. I'm making sure they aren't giving you the qualifications. You go, well, fuck you.
I'm literally making sure
I got X in the bank. Will that work? Well, do you meet our qualifications?
Oh, hey, fuck you.
You know, and so I'm going through that and telling them that. And so that's the most frustrating part, because it's not like I don't have the statements to show you what I can cover, et cetera, et cetera. So other than that, I'm good. But that's enough. Let's get into some of these stories, because we got a lock and loaded episode for our 100. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. If you want to show some 100 episode love, there is a fly I'm trying to catch, like Mr. Miyagi without chopsticks. Streamlabs.com. So if you just see me just doing this,
you gotta go Obama with it. Get out of here. Just slap that shit one time. I really want to play something, but I don't want you to get mad. Oh, I'll play this one. This will work better. So, slam for the podcast listeners, which shout out to those that are listening via the podcast. Chris Taylor says, "Slamming Dick and Body Butter: The Story of Jay Washington Coming to a Theater Near You." And all I got to say to that is,
why the fuck is we still in? I keep forgetting to delete this shit.
Still have it. I'll put it back. You might as well not delete it, because I'll just keep re-adding.
It'll just keep going back regardless. So let's get into it. Did I upload? Please tell me I put it in here real quick, because I was like trying to make sure I uploaded everything before the show. In sad news, hip hop news, hip hop icon Shock G of Digital Underground passed this past weekend at the age of 57. He was found dead Thursday in a hotel room in Tampa, according to his father, Edward Racker. Now, they said that the cause of death currently is unclear, but there seem to be no signs of trauma. For those who don't know, Shock G, who also doubled as Humpty Hump, he was the lead group for the pioneering hip hop group Digital Underground and gets into his character Humpty Hump for the famous. For the famous is group's famous, excuse me, 1989 song, The Humpty Dance. You also remember Tupac was a part of Humpty, the Digital Underground, and Digital Underground had their first ever movie premiere in the movie Nothing But Trouble with Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, and Demi Moore. They say it comes in threes. So we did get the third. We had DMX, Black Rob, Shock G. Here's the problem. 50 to 60. We are losing hip-hop icons way too young. Way too young. You know, people are saying, I saw a meme that went around about the Bad Boy roster and people trying to blame everything on Diddy about how Black Rob's health and Mace and Biggie and all this. I'm like, yo, you cannot blame that man for people's health and their lifestyle choices after they are off the label. I think there needs to be something to be done to take care of hip-hop artists. We talk about athletes all the time. But we got to do something to start taking care of hip-hop artists when they're not in the light anymore.
Did Shock G have an addiction problem?
Not that I'm familiar with.
I think that's not a conversation about hip-hop heads. I mean, if you want to talk about some of the ones that have hardcore drug problems, so if DMX was dealing with addiction, we've talked about Lil Wayne multiple times because he's had multiple seizures and issues with his abusive surgery.
We thought Lil Wayne was about it here?
Yeah. So if that's what you want to talk about, I'll give you that one. But these cats didn't die because they were in gang violence or anything. If the conversation we need to have would just be about Black health in general, Black people do not necessarily always take care of themselves as far as what they're eating, with their regular exercise and stuff like that, let alone it's already stressful enough being Black, which is probably causing your cortisol levels to be super fucking high. So you're probably putting strain on your heart as is. But you know what I'm saying? So like, I think that less on hip hop, unless you're talking about these young cats that are getting themselves killed from ODing or shooting each other up. It's a conversation about Black health that are past 50. We have to take care of ourselves so we can make it past 50.
Unfortunately, this conversation about Black health is going to take a turn because.
I mean, that's a way to announce it. Fuck, bro. Like,
I mean, it probably wasn't the best transition. Nigga.
No, definitely not. But that's fine. That's fine. Holy shit.
It just happened. I mean, it's a thing.
All right. I got this. I got this one. You got the first one. I'll get this one. So, a 100 episodes. That's fucking crazy. I know we had our year one back in January, but 100 episodes of anything is absolutely fucking crazy. I there's a reason why that number is so important to everybody. 100%, keep it 100, like all that, just what that number means, why that's the number for syndication. This has been a wild ride with y'all. And you, like Jay said, you've seen the ups and the downs. But what's been so beautiful has been this growth, this continuous growth between us, between this community, between the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? The conversations that we're able to have that go super deep, that have happened on all different types of episodes. The fact that we can come in here and use this as an outlet to laugh with each other, to cry, all that kind of stuff. So this is to all of y'all, 100. And here's to 100 mo and 100 mo and 100 mo, 1,000%, yo. Let's go. And shout out to all the people that rated from Roxy's stream recently. Thank you for joining us. Glad to have you here. We are on a mission to play every single meme in our repertoire before the show is out. We're doing good so far, but we do have a special announcement coming soon. But let's keep
for those going. Of y'all who have just joined us for the first time, you're probably wondering to yourself,
who are these niggas?
Well done.
You were really thinking this out. I normally do it off the cuff, but you were like hardcore. Ooh, I see you like
the brain working like. I am your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington, just so you know. And that's the swaggy blur, Mr. Winston A. Marshall. All right. So this is a spin on some more positive news. So it just was announced today by the CDC that fully vaccinated.
No. It was just announced by the CDC that.
That is not an announcement. That's not an announcement from the CDC, nigga.
You're right. Not the CDC. I'm sorry, Mr. Searcy. That's my fault. That's who sent in a $100 donation. Thank you so much, Mister. Good to see you, my brother. Oh, good. Thank God that the editing shit is not happening today.
You remember that little kid that made the song that went viral during the quarantine? That was like, I just want to live. I feel like that's gonna have to be us. Like, I just want.
Bro, wow. All right, well, shout out to Mr. Searcy. I see Sabrina Ramirez in the chat. Was good. Cheers, y'all. Holy shit. Thank God this job starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Glad I had to do any type of real professionalism. I got it out the way, and I'm being professional on this show, right?
You didn't finish your... probably because you don't... Until you know something, you don't want to say nothing.
Right.
And what you've been doing. That's all.
Just a bunch of auditions, and I'm just waiting on the final to come through with that and just really...
The long story short, just that you're on a veil, if you want
to. Oh, yeah, I'm on a veil. Yeah. Yeah. Because for those that are actors or who are in the industry where you audition a lot, one of the things we always say we want, but we really don't want is feedback. We say we want it, but we don't want it. It's like... So my agent, I love my agent to death. My agent has been so ride or die for me ever since I've been out here. And she sent me, she was like, great feedback. Sent me a cutout of the email they sent her. And I was
like. And Jay was like.
I just want to say something to Chris Taylor, who just, that meme fit this comment right here. Nigga, I want to live.
Well, if they really go, but that's the thing. If they genuinely want to play the Shots clip 100 times, I'm not going to say no. That's 10 Gs, my nigga.
I would take the whole bottle to the face.
I'll chug the rest of this shit. That's fine.
Dumbass amount, I would literally go, and y'all would just be like, what happened to the niggas? They'd be like, yo, Blurs After Dark happened at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Like, but again, so it just was announced by the CDC that fully vaccinated people can now go outside maskless. This does sound like a terrible thing, but they put out a graph for better understanding. So if you are fully vaccinated, the safest bet for you is you can walk, bike, or run outdoors with members of your household, attend a small outdoor gathering fully vaccinated family and friends, attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people. You can dine outdoor at a restaurant with friends from multiple households. But the masked version, which is for everyone, is attend a crowded outdoor event like a performance, parade, or sporting event. Now, for unvaccinated people, the safest bets where you only should be unmasked is walk, bike, or run outdoors with members of your own household, and attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated family and friends. The rest of the events that we mentioned before, you need to be vaccinated. It's probably the safest bet. So, come on, click over. Now, there are many people who have been speaking out about this heavily since this IT News dropped earlier today. I personally am like, look, I bought all these motherfucking masks. You gonna see all these shits. I don't give a shit if I got to be in the middle of...
That's your reasoning, nigga?
Nigga, I got a Batman mask I still ain't wore. Or I got a mask from The Boys I still ain't wore. I got a couple of other supervillain masks I can put on. I just ordered one of the masks you had because you showed me. I was like, I'm wearing one. So you finna get all these masks, okay? So your quick thoughts before we go to our thing.
That you are...
Give me an E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
My only minor beef here with this is that the big thing that we were being told about the masks is that it's less for your safety. That does have some of it. It's more about you're preventing your shit from going to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So where I get concerned about this, other than people being like, well, motherfucker, you were telling us this now. Is the first thing. But the other thing is just from the standpoint of like, if that is still the case, cool. I'm vaccinated. You're vaccinated. Bobby, you know, that you see it 24
Bobby Smurda? Bobby Smurda? Because what if he threw, because his hat, what if his hat is vaccinated? It came out. No? All right, cool. Go ahead.
What?
You know what? That's fine.
Don't Bobby at the gym, if he ain't motherfucking vaccinated, and it is that your mask is keeping that shit in, you just gave that nigga some shit. Like, that was always kind of what it was about. The masks were less about you. It was about protecting other people. That's the okay. only thing that makes me a little bit nervous in that regard. But look, that's the thing about science. It evolves. Well, they learn. Yeah, they do more studies. They learn shit. And it
and
is.
And because of science and studies, you have to. Look at this graph. That boy on one today. All right, listen.
Oh my God. All right, I got it. I got it. Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. All right, so. It's 100 episodes. It wouldn't make sense for us to have 100 episodes of this fucking show on this channel without us doing something like big, like really, really big, right?
How big? That's big?
I'm talking about like, hold on. I can show you. How big? I'm talking like this big. Like big, bro. Like big, right?
But see, you gotta be loud.
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me.
Like, can't throw too many big words. You got to do it right. Now.
That's fine. So I got it. So here's how this goes. So the merchandise is still coming. Mama Mars has been very busy. She's also a little mad at me right now. It's another conversation for another day. So that's not the big announcement. The big announcement is this. We want to continue to grow. We've talked about our drive to five, getting us to 5,000 subscribers on here and then beyond, all that kind of stuff. Figuring out how we take what is the neighborhood, take what is this show, and continue to expand where we can sell it, where we can get sponsors, all that kind of stuff. You all have been ride or die throughout. And so we felt like the only thing that would be appropriate is for us to expand our content, to expand our programming. So now, we went and got two.
Let me have that part. I want you to be like to know how to throw it. You got to learn how to throw
expand
it.
Expand our programming.
Now, you would think our pro... I'm on the other side of you.
I fucking realized it.
Like, it's in our programming. Out the door, like...
Just throw that bitch out.
So, those people... Many people probably wondered, were you guys bringing back Blurred and Gold or whatnot? As of right now, no. We don't know what the future holds of Blurred and Gold. We know Blurred in the Hood is here. And we know that Blurred in the Hood is going to expand. How is it expanding? Well, you have two dudes... And the best way to expand Blurred in the Hood is with two women. So we would like to introduce you all to the two newest members of our neighborhood, the newest host to the show that's coming to our channel, Talk Blurdy to Me, TK Trinidad and Drew Jones. Hello, ladies.
What's up?
What's going on, girls? Why are the
boys on one side and the brown skins on the other?
That's because Jay out here said between House and Field like an asshole.
Don't you do this. I didn't know this was going to happen.
Who has no home here?
Drew, essentially what Jay did is he looked at me and you and said...
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Fuck this bullshit.
You're not finna do this today. You're not finna. We have company, goddammit. Which they ain't even, they're technically not even company
it's
no more.
Nigga, it's family. It's family. It ain't no company. It's family, nigga. Family can just do whatever the fuck except walking to grandmama's fucking white ass living room where you can't touch a goddamn thing and everything in plastic, all right? Otherwise, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Let's try to be somewhat professional.
Wow.
Somewhat. See, don't act like, wow, okay, Brandon. Well, you was one of the main ones that's going off in the meeting we had the other day. You and Queen Thirststrap over here. Like, hey, everybody. I want
Jay. Mike.
You know, he would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper.
You know what? That was on me. That was my bad. That's on me.
I'm gonna need you to take that one off and like turn down the audio or give me a warning when you gonna play it because I got AirPods in my nigga. I can't hear now.
Excuse me.
What? What you say now, Chuck? I can't. Everybody. God damn. Well, ladies, you can decide if you would like to join us.
This is what you're going to do. We got to take this shot. Why don't you two introduce y'all goddamn selves here?
Well, there we go. Hi. My name is TK Trinidad.
And I'm Drew Jones. And we will be doing a show called Talk Blurry to Me coming very soon, where we will give you guys, you know, an equal amount of raunchiness just from a lady's point of view.
Wait, we are? I didn't agree to that part. I didn't say the raunchy part.
Buckle up then, bitch, because I got things to say and to express, and that's how it's going to be. But we're going to be talking about lots of fun stuff, so.
We are, and I would suggest if you do love thirst traps, head over to Drew's IG page. She doesn't need the love, but definitely go and head over to her IG page just to be inspired by her beauty. She posts thirst traps on a regular basis from all angles. So what's your IG, Drew?
It's okay, Drew J. And I would like you all to go over there and tell me if these are qualify as thirst traps or if they're just selfies, because
God damn, she got some big titties.
Dead.
Who the hell?
Wow. You know, I signed up for this, but
You didn't.
I might have to pray on it a little longer.
we're going to be debuting, I believe it's June 19th, like Father's Day.
Miss Taylor said, Jay and Winston look 100 times better. Your father looked really good last night. So tell him I said hi, Chris Taylor. Just kidding. Sorry. Nigga. Continue, TK. I'm sorry.
So you can go. We will be.
Why you put me out of your mind? Jesus
Christ. Drew, the neighborhood is nice. You ain't got to go in this motherfucker like
No, but see, they like that though. Someone said, yeah, y'all gonna fit right in.
He came for me first.
All right, so here's the deal. Starting June 20th, Father's Day, they will be doing a show weekly on the channel here, Talk Blurry to Me. So basically, it's Blurs in the Hood from their perspective. We talk about a lot of shit that we can't talk about from a woman's perspective because neither one of us have vaginas, and neither one of us live a woman's experience.
What?
You goddamn right. This dick has been...
We'll talk about it later.
Baseball bat.
Nigga, we gotta take
no sir, not me.
Nah, I'm not playing these games. I'm not talking about your dick on the air again.
I'm like, not, it's not either.
It's not fucking happening. It's not happening. Take
so let's do this.
Shot.
No. This shot is not only for another celebration of 100 episodes, but to say welcome, TK and Drew.
Oh! You haven't looked at the thing recently, have you, Jay?
I haven't looked at what.
Go look at the Streamlabs, my nigga. Well, collect yourself, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the neighborhood. We cannot wait to have y'all take over. Show them what's up. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Can we space? Because we're about to owe three more shots. So can we space these bitches out?
Yeah, we'll space it. We'll space it.
Okay.
Damn. TK, yo, wait a minute, TK. Like, why are you just...
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
Like, you see what I'm saying? And then you thought Drew was the bad one. You see what this is.
Look, I mean, Jay's all up in the IG doing the muscle poses and the gym and flexing and all that stuff. I mean, you might as well just take it to the head. Take all three back.
God damn.
Gotcha, bitch.
Like, she straight up got your ass. She has a point, Mr. Look at me, I'm the strong man. Look at me, Mr.
I said, bitch.
Shut
Mr.
your
baseball
mouth.
Bat, Mr. Baseball bat and all that shit. You can't handle a couple little shots of alcohol, sir?
That part.
You know what? Y'all just go ahead and let them.
Oh man. Well, ladies, I know both of you mentioned
I quit this show. So
all right, look, I'll tell them the story. Please do. I'll tell them the story real quick. So what that's specifically referring to, that's a friend of mine from back in the day. That's like childhood friend. Mm-hmm. So maybe or maybe not, you know, I didn't always have game and shit. So maybe or maybe not senior year of high school, I may or may not have asked a girl what her GPA was as like an opening line to try and like, you know, get some. TK looks very disappointed. Drew is like, oh, Lord. It's fine. It happens. But, you know, like, we've evolved. We've figured our shit out. Like, it's fine now. That was just, you know. And Kristen, my girlfriend now, she went to Harvard. So it actually kind of worked the fuck out, right? It actually worked the fuck out. So
this is about you two at this point right now, not us and Winston and his terrible game. So, ladies, we will drop back out. You all have the floor.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Well,
we do.
TK, take it away. What do you want? I want to look at the chat really quick. Just because I want to see. They think we're cute. Gosh. That's nice.
That's nice. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I appreciate it, but I wake up thinking I'm cute, even when I'm not. It is what it is. But June 20th, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a lot of different kind of things. A little backstory. Drew and I are both professional hosts. Google us. But, you know, we do this thing for a living. We talk for a living. And we have a lot of opinions. We're very diverse, very different. For y'all who don't know me, I represent the six. I'm from Toronto, West Indian born, Canadian raised, all day, every day. What about you, Ms. Drew?
And I'm president of the Biracial Brigade, but also West Indian from Louisville, Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? So I'm country. And
wait, Drew, you West Indian too, girl?
Yeah, I'm Jamaican.
Bitch, I'm fucking Guyanese. Let's go.
Wait, you're Guyanese?
Yes, girl. Let's go.
I'm half Guyanese.
So are you half Guyanese, half Trinidadian?
Yes.
We love to see it.
I'm just whole nigga. My mom.
It's about the island, nigga. Sit your ass down.
Wow. Yo, I like you even more now, Winston.
Let's motherfuck it. That's why I'm fucking Winston. What nigga you know named Winston that don't have some sort of relative from the fucking islands?
Like, fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Jay is very, Drew, very bitter.
Look at the comments. We have to get the air horn. We have to add the Jamaican air horn.
We definitely need. Would you all like me to make sure that you have Chet Hanks ready at your disposal for your memes?
Yes. Yeah.
Nigga.
Oh Lord. Well, okay.
I like you more now, Winston.
I know.
Like,
you just keep keeping up my list.
All right, I needed to take another shot anyway. Let me go ahead. I'm gonna cheers this to y'all, ladies. Let's do it. Doing it for the islands, girls. Let's go.
Boom.
Wagwan. Okay. All right. Well, let's bring Jay back in. Hold on, because I know you both said you have a busy day today, and we really just wanted to take this time to introduce you to the neighborhood, all that kind of stuff. Any kind of last thoughts?
But I talked about being black, and y'all just kicked me out. I was like, no, it's Jamaicans, and I.
Well,
that was weeks ago, motherfucker. I'm crying.
If he's going to bitch, I'm just going to take him back out. I was asking, since I know you have a busy, busy day, and obviously we're taking our time to make sure the show is right for the neighborhood. Is there any last kind of parting thoughts you want to give to the hood before you get out of here?
I make sure that you follow the both of us for Thirst Traps. Definitely go and follow Drew. If you want to buy some cocoa butter, and you can watch Jay put the cocoa butter on his body at Blurreds After Dark, then you can follow me. It smells heavenly. It's all natural, very West Indian inspired. So definitely check that out. But yeah, I'm really, really excited because most of the time I just be like, you know, not really talking the news and stuff, but not really giving my opinion because I'm not paid for that. So I'm excited that this is going to be, you're going to be getting a different TK if you follow me. So definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. TK and I definitely are on opposite spectrums when it comes to just about anything. So the conversation will be fun. And just remember, if you say anything crazy, I can fight. So come to
me too.
Y'all don't think this is the perfect addition to what we grow, but she just said,
oh,
and
God,
I love
it. The
fact that Drew said it with a smile on her face is the best shit ever. She was like, and if he said anything crazy, I can fight.
I just fucking wish, Jay, I wish you would clip this out, but this is perfect.
You guys, my dad literally just got punched in the face for being a Trump supporter. Like, that was it, just for being a Trump supporter.
And I do it again, bop, bop. And I do it again, bop, bop, bop. Do it again, bop, 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 bop. Do it again, bop, 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 bop. And do it again,
hold up.
My dad literally just got punched in the face for being a Trump supporter. Like, that was it.
And I do it again.
Hold up.
Indeed.
Now, here's the thing. We're not going to say that they're going to be just as wild and as reckless as the two of us are.
Well, Drew will. Drew will.
I'm going to sip that's this guaranteed. Water. I'm going to sip that, this water.
That is a guarantee, and that's why it's going to be an amazing show. Different opinions. He's what?
I said Jay never takes my advances seriously, so it's fine.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, I know why Drew's on the show. Oh, now what? I get it.
What we not gonna do is that.
Jay, sorry, wrong show. Sorry. Listen, well, we gotta let them go.
Wait. Pause. Why aren't you taking Drew's advances?
I didn't even know this was real.
Jay, so literally, what Jay is trying to do right now is I'm Jay is sitting here like,
motherfucking, fucking.
Jay, you all right over there, man?
Hello.
Wait a minute.
We're in business now. It's too late.
Aisha Kenya says, Jay doesn't take mine seriously either, Drew. It's okay, boo.
What? What'd you say now, Chuck?
Jay got in these streets
That's what happens
when you post those traps up there. People want a piece of Jay.
You just played all these thirst traps and surprise. Like, look at him. Can't get the fucking stupid ass grin off his face. Look at this goofy ass nigga. Can't not fucking grin about, like, well, what do you mean all three of these women chatting? Where my baseball bat? I got it.
So, again, June 20th will be the first show. Stay tuned for the official time.
What'd you look at, man?
You're right, Drew. We're in business, but
yeah, we're in business now. We're just two passing ships.
I mean, there's always test drives.
That's true. Oh,
you okay over there, Jay? You gonna be able to the rest of the show?
I'm looking through the meme, seeing what we haven't played yet. There's
not many that really apply here. You looking like you just out at sea, bro. You look like you fully out at sea. Like,
okay,
I'm good. I can do this.
You have three women right up here to say they were willing to just throw it all in, man. You look real.
I'm a professional. I'm a fucking professional. Listen, fucking
fully prepared to suck his dick.
You okay, Jay?
What day of the week is this show gonna start?
Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Lord's Day.
Father's Day.
Call me daddy.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
Let them go to work. They got to work, Jay.
I know they got to work. But again, seriously, welcome We appreciate y'all.
He is so flustered. I got it. It's fine. Ladies, thank you so much. We will see you on June 20th.
Hey, fuck please. You, Neil. Fuck you, Neil.
So, everybody, please go check him out June 20th. TK Trinidad, OK Drew J. Follow them both. See what they're up to. Go and rate Drew's thirst traps. They will. You'll be needing a Sprite.
And in all seriousness, they both do know what they're doing. We wouldn't have had this to bring them aboard this if they were not professional, if they were not good at this, if they didn't have a perspective and an opinion that you all should hear. Because we could have any, you could add any dudes, any women, anybody, just you could throw anybody in front of a camera and say talk. But you got to have people you know that when they have an opinion, it's worthwhile and worth listening to. And that's what these two women have. So please make sure you check them out. Thank y'all for coming by. We'll see y'all later. Bye.
You gone. You gone be great with your lavender. Go.
All right. You okay over there? I really wish I had the Jordan Peele just sweating fucking meme, because that's you right now, bro. Like that's 1,000% you. Like you just look so fucking flustered, bro.
Let me just say something for the record. Growing up, I've never had any attention thrown at me. Again, I didn't know there was advances being thrown. I didn't know that was coming from this way. I thought everybody was just joking because Jay jokes at first. I didn't know. Streamlabs.com/
Jay literally had three women be like, I mean, and Jay's out here like,
more do you want from me? Oh my God.
Oh, what I'm most excited about is all the people that are out here fucking for it, man. Everybody that is so excited talking about how funny they already are, how they fit, how beautiful they are.
And I think that's the best thing.
Go toe to toe. The fact that what she said, and if you say something wrong, I do throw hands, and everybody's like, oh.
Because nobody expected it. Again, you hear you're bringing women into this, and you hear you're bringing just any, not even just women, you're bringing other people into this. And to be the announcement of that, and then people are like, okay. And then we wanted you all to meet them. We wanted you all to meet them and to understand who they are and what they're about and how they fit into all of this. So listen, we got to do another story, and then we'll do, oh, y'all ain't shit. Oh.
That's actually accurate.
That is very accurate. That is very accurate.
Super fucking accurate.
Well, because I'm the dude who, and I swear to God, this has always been me. And I'm the dude.
Star Gonzalez JP sounded like a Windex model. Lord. Oh Lord! Well, here's one of the stories we actually need to get to. Jay was looking like he wanted to go after you. Go down.
Speaking of going down and shaming people, Tyrese decided he wanted to shame his girl on her IG live. Check it out.
Beautiful. No, it's beautiful as your man has. I know we're supposed to be shaving, but I'm thinking about something else.
Shaving?
Why are you sticking your tongue out?
I didn't even know I was doing.
I just want my baby.
Like, look, here's the thing. It is a very real thing that people do. I've done it before where you shave a partner, all that kind of stuff. It is very intimate. You know what I don't need? For Tyrese to put that shit on Instagram Live.
More do you want from me?
Like, what I want for you, Tyrese, is...
Stop it. Get some help.
That's what I fucking want, bro. Like, Like it is, that is very much an intimate thing that people do. I'm not knocking that. Why are we putting it on Instagram Live? Like Jesus Christ. Like serious.
Who are these niggas?
Like I don't know. Can you tell me who they are? Like
me not know what to happen, man. I don't him like look again, she was recording it. So the fact she like but Tyrese was good. Like he was like, yo, go and record that shit. That nigga probably sang Sweet Lady to her clitoris after he shaved.
No, he probably sang the Signs of Lovemaking. That's what he probably did.
Oh,
these are the signs of love. He would like make the fucking shapes of the dear various zodiac signs as he's shaving her.
This nigga was real precision with it with a Pisces making two fish. Like Pisces.
Ain't no limit to where she go. Oh yeah, she was so damn sexual. Oh my lord.
So let's I just want to talk about that, but let's talk about this one real quick. I have to make sure we talk about this one because I'd be remiss if we didn't. The Academy Awards were this past Sunday, and one of the biggest things that came out of the Academy Awards, everyone knew going into this, this was a pretty much a 99.9% belief that going into it, the late great Chadwick Boseman would win Best Actor for his performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom as Levy, which aside of the fact of his passing is a very very powerful performance. But the Oscars decided to say, hey, we know pretty much he's going to win it. We're going to take a gamble. Now, Best Actor never normally goes last. Last category in the Oscars normally is Best Picture. Well, the Oscars, Steven Soderbergh, and many other producers decided to take a gamble this year and decided to put it last. Had Joaquin Phoenix, who was the winner of the previous year's Best Actor, who delivered the award. And the winner was Anthony Hopkins in The Father. And when he won, not only was Anthony Hopkins not present, because again, he's 81, 83 years old, traveling, COVID, et cetera, didn't go to the London satellite to film his speech where they were doing an Oscar satellite. They immediately ended the broadcast. The winner is that Anthony Hopkins, the Academy accepts the award on the behalf. Thank you, good night, and was done. This outraged a lot of people. And there for many reasons, not just the fact that Chadwick did not win, but more so, you built up this entire program this year based on Chadwick's life and legacy and took a gamble because, listen, they honestly do not know the...
You can finish your story.
I read your private chat.
it's fine. It's not just you. I've had multiple people say the same thing, being like, really, nigga? But finish your thought.
Well, the Academy Award, like I said, the Academy, the producers of the Oscars do not know. They right. do not know who is winning these awards. When they say the awards, only the accounting firm knows. And when right. The results, the winners are put in those envelopes and sealed, it is literally held a secret until the moment they are opened. So putting the Oscars at the end was a risk. Now, the Oscars ratings are the lowest they've been in years. Of course, people want to say it's because of political correctness and how they preach and blah, blah, blah. But let's just also keep the fact in mind, the Oscars are a celebration of Hollywood for Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, they held a certain level of prestige when we were younger. I mean, like anybody that's ever wanted to be in this industry whatsoever, that is what you've been looking towards. Just like people in the music career have had a certain way about the Grammys. What you're starting to see now with a lot of these snafus is that people are very, like, while it will still always hold its prestige, people are starting to realize, like, it's not the end all be all. On top of our other awards that are really probably more, like, accurate as to what's going on, it's also just not the end all be all. It really isn't. Now, here's the thing. I'm not actually upset about Chadwick losing the Oscar. I mean, I am in the sense that for me, of those five people nominated, I thought he did the best. But I have seen The Father, and Anthony Hopkins is actually really, really fucking good. So I will give him that. But here is my problem. You had them giving away those swag bags with the NFTs of Chadwick. You had the whole show building around Chadwick specifically. And as Jay pointed out, the producers that put on the Oscars, not the actual Academy, but the producers led by Steven Soderbergh for this, made a gamble with something they didn't know. They essentially said, we're just going to make it that this big celebration for Chadwick, and we're going to let his nomination or let his award be the last one, even though they don't know if he's going to win. And essentially what that looks like, the example I've used multiple times using on SCN, I told Jay before the show, this is the Seattle Seahawks playing the Patriots. You have marched the ball down the motherfucking field. You have the best running back in the game. Pound that ball in for 1 yard. You score a touchdown, hold him for 30 seconds. Game over. You win the Super Bowl. And what do? Because you want Russell Wilson to be the fucking star of the show, you decide to let him throw the ball, throw an interception, and you fucked up. So by doing this, you're running this risk that if it pays off, great, you got your big hope, your celebration, and all that kind of stuff. But what happened is the fucking interception. And I think the other thing that made it so fucking disgusting is that not only did that happen, you didn't let Olivia Colman give her speech for Anthony Hopkins. You wouldn't let Anthony Hopkins zoom in, even though he's 80-something. It was like, I really don't want to be traveling to fucking Los Angeles right now. Like, can I please zoom in my acceptance speech or pre-record it? Wouldn't let that happen. Wouldn't let Olivia Colman, who was going to accept the award on his behalf if he won, give her speech. So you said, and the winner is Anthony Hopkins. The award accepts the Academy accepts the award on his behalf. Have a good night. And that's how you ended the show. And what you did was you took all of the air out of the show and all of the goodwill you had built up from the first woman in 13 years to win a screenwriting one, for Daniel Kaluuya and the to win supporting actor, the first Korean actress to win an Oscar, the second woman ever and the first woman of color and the first Chinese director to win a Best Director Oscar, the first Black woman to win like hair and makeup. Like, you had all of the diversity you could ask for, and you fucked it up on a gamble. That is why I'm mad, because you exploited Chadwick and you took away moments from other people on a fucking gamble. Okay, I'm taking another shot. I need to calm down.
Well, this is I took one to do it again. This is boom. So this is two. So I think we're almost at one. So that's
I owe you. I owe one.
Okay, this is my. All right. So So there is also another big deal because of where the ceremony was held. The ceremony, instead of being held at the Dolby Theater, where it's normally held in Hollywood, was now changed to downtown LA, in almost outside of that, right, a little bit outside of downtown at Union Station. The setting was intimate of Oscars old. It had a party feel, a party vibe. All of that was great for the visual. What the problem was, how much of the homeless community they had to displace for that. Because when they shut down an area for the Oscars, they shut down.
Oh, I didn't even think about it because it was at Union State. There are a lot of homeless people over there. I didn't fucking think about it.
Yes, that was one of the really big things, because they shut out the homeless community. So... because remember, we all know how Hollywood is when the Oscars happen. Everybody know you can't go down Hollywood Boulevard. You really don't want to get off on Highland, any of that other good shit. So it's just sad, man. It's just sad. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tips. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. You all have been amazing for this 100 episode. This 100 episode has been phenomenal. Let's read some of these Streamlabs that we got in right now. I'll go ahead and go. You got it?
Yep, I'm right here. So here we go. We start off with Mr. James Payne. Thank you.
I think
so
it's
much.
Before. No. Let's
oh,
go
it ahead. Is before that. I'm Ryan. I am Legend. Here we go. Ryan, I am Legend. Thank you so much for the very large donation to start us off. Congratulations on 100 episodes. No need for shots. It's up to you. Keep up the good work. I mean,
it just worked. It was 100.
Yeah. Alina Marie, thank you so much for the donation. Happy 100 episodes, Blurreds. Thank you, girl. Delisha Renee TV, thank you for the donation. Happy 100.
If I'm not mistaken, Alina Marie's pronouns, if I'm not mistaken, are they and them?
I think that's correct. That is correct. I appreciate you were very correct on that. If I remember they saying that earlier, that
if I'm not mistaken, I want to make sure we corrected that.
It might be.
I'm not 100% sure, but
I would say that they could tell us in the chat because I believe that they're here. Yeah. But I thought she said she, they. Well, maybe it is they. Sure. But no, exactly.
But go ahead, continue.
Yeah, no. You're right, Jay. Wow, amazing. Yeah. That's correct. So, yes, I apologize. Delisha Renee. Happy 100. Thank you guys for always putting on a good show, keeping the neighborhood entertained and informed. Adebar Rios, thank you so much for the large donation. Kirsty, thank you for the donation. Eric Kirby, happy 100 episode, guys. Batman is loved by millions of people all over the world. My question is, why do you guys love Batman so much? and who would win in a fight between Batman and Captain America? Batman.
Batman, easy, because he planned how to beat him.
Batman. Yeah. Batman has taken on people that are of Cap's power level, if you want,
and
multiple times, and without having to plan, and has been able to do that. So yeah, that's 1,000% Batman there. Hold on. Why do we love him?
Oh, well, I'm because he's the epitome of white privilege, and you get to see that shit play out every single Batman movie, comic book, TV show, film, everything. Batman is the epitome of that. Think about it. There is a white guy, you know, it's a white guy who runs around as a vigilante, and the head of the police force.
This is your argument for why you like Batman?
No, I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
Literally asking you why you like Batman, and you're telling me you like him because of white privilege? Because dude was beating the shit out of criminals and shit?
You're right.
I mean, that was drunk. One of my favorite. Yes, you are. That's one of my favorite SNL sketches, though, with Chance the Rapper and shit, where they were like, hey, you know Batman, right? Can you tell him to stop beating everybody's ass and hanging about their drawers with a broken, with a shattered leg, please? I can tell you why I like Batman. The main reason is because he's smart is his main superpower, and that his will not be broken. He'll do whatever he needs to do to get the job done. And he pushes himself to the limit every time. So that's part of the reason why I really like him is because of that. Okay. I keep pronouncing it wrong. How do I pronounce her name right, since I say it wrong every time?
Kirsty, not Christy.
Oh, it's Kirstie. Oops.
Like Kirstie. Let's go through the rest of these real quick. Star Gonzalez, thank you so much. They just sent us support for two of the funniest and wholesome dudes all alive. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Mr. Cersei Winston's homie says, congratulations to 100 episodes of Blurreds in the Hood. Sending love and support from work to the Blurreds. Wish your son a full recovery from COVID-19. Thank you so much. I hope his bum ass is watching. Don DeMarco, thank you so much. Happy 100 Blurreds. Here's to 100 more. Absolutely. James Payne, a member of my supervillain squad. Happy 100. Thank you. Yeah, Fred Jackson, 3 for 4. Thank you for the donations. People need to stay smart and still distance, wash, and mask. Thanks, guys, for all you do. We appreciate it. Fill more pockets. A member of my squad as well. Happy 100. Appreciated. Vila Wolf, thank you so much. French Tana 96 says, cheers, Blurreds, and in the neighborhood. Congrats on 100 episodes. It's been real with y'all over the last year and change. The best and worst moments of 2020 I shared with Blurreds in the Hood and the neighborhood. Welcome to TK and Drew. Cheers. I believe they will see those. Patrick Harden with the super large donation. Thank you so much, as always. You've been the best. We appreciate you. Says, congrats on 100 episodes. Looking for 100 more. Did those Christmas presents ever go out? Winston, all right, that's on you.
No, I know. And I actually, my dad owns like a whole like mail company, all that kind of stuff. And I brought it over to him and he said he took care of it. So if you didn't get it, I need to make a phone call when this is over, because my nigga said, I was like, I'm going to have to spend this money on whatever shipping. And he's like, Nick, I'll just pay for it. I don't care. And I brought it to him and his company. Oh. So I need to make a phone call. If you haven't gotten it, Patrick, that's not good. Did all four winners not get their shit?
We'll find out.
If not, I need to know. Yeah.
Vila Wolf, again, thank you so much for the donation. Zoe Bjerke, thank you so much. Zoe says, hey, Blurreds, I'm not able to catch the show live anymore, but I still wanted to drop some love and congratulations on 100 episodes. Love you guys in the show. Here's to the next 100. Thank you so much. Matt Thomas, to my mentors, I got nothing but love. Thank you for everything that you have for, not only for me, but the community as a whole. I love your work ethic and the work you put out. Keep up the great work. And Jay, I already gave a talk to Winston, but give Baker his respect.
I was asking yesterday on Game Time. I was like, Matt's not here to cuss you out, huh? That's hilarious. And then Chris Rigby, thank you so much for the donation. Thanks for 100 episodes and laughs. Drew and Trinidad, welcome to the hood. This show, along with this year, has forced me to change for the better. You continue to be a source of inspiration. Thanks for everything. And here's to another 100 episodes. Yo.
Hit refresh.
Okay.
Go to analytics.
Okay. What? No, that's what we were already here.
No, we weren't. No, we weren't here till you hit refresh.
Yeah. We oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, that's true. Everybody. So like Kirstie Alley, is that how I'm supposed to say it?
Yes, absolutely.
Kirstie. So Kirstie. Okay, my bad. All right. Well, now we owe two.
You owe two. I'm one ahead of you.
No, that was what I was telling you, is that I had already taken one to catch up. We now owe two. Because of that last one. It's fine. Why are you acting like a little bitch?
I'm not.
No wonder you don't know when you're supposed to be getting ass. You goddamn.
That's from yesterday. This is from yesterday. I noticed it. This is from yesterday on Game Time. This is from yesterday.
What'd I do?
This is from the coffee conversation. This is from yesterday. This is from Game Time.
Coffee. Okay. All right. Well, we gotta speed it along. What else we gotta talk about?
Let me write something. You're looking at the run sheet and
I didn't have it open. My bad.
I got it. Hold on.
I got it now. So yeah, we covered that.
We'll talk about the Black
other Captain stuff America. We could talk about later. We could talk about Mortal Kombat and Black Captain America later. We introduced everything. Let's do a Karen real fast and get out of here. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, an ode to Karens.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Also, shout out to all of y'all, man. I just got a text from Drew being like, wait a minute, y'all, and like the crying emoji. Y'all niggas went and followed Drew, son. Y'all motherfuckers said, let me see them thirst traps.
Go follow OK Drew J and TK Trinidad. Please go follow them. Show them some love. Make sure you're following Blurreds in the Hood, our actual Twitter and our Facebook page as well. Here's the Karen. This is a hilarious. Here's a hilarious Karen for the day.
Disrespectful. With this bald ass. You probably don't get your dick stuck, motherfucker. Virgin ass. 40-year-old virgin right here. 40-year-old virgin going to Vegas with his token. Motherfucker, you want to pick at a person that can't see shit.
Baby.
You want to pick at a person that's a guy.
I don't know what's going on here.
She's drunk on a flight, was causing a disturbance. So dude recorded it. Because again, anytime you see a Karen happening, you just start to, let me get this recorded. And here she go. That's the lead. And you hear her guy like, yo, they finna take you. They calling the police. Like, shut the fuck up. And then dude who's like, that's my fiance. Clearly they were on their way to Vegas. And she pre-gamed a little too hard. And I don't
even get your dick sucked. Like
on the way to Vegas, though. On the way to Vegas. Like he was gonna get his dick sucked. He was on his way to Vegas.
Like literally, she was like, you don't get your dick sucked, but my man's right here.
Fully prepared to suck his dick.
We're not gonna make it. We're not gonna cover all these, especially because I know you gotta get up out of here. Unfortunately, we'll have to try this challenge another time, man. But it is what it is. I am not surprised. Stop being drunk on planes and ignorant.
Damn, we didn't get that one.
We didn't get a lot.
Hold on, no,
because it had to be within context, so we can't.
No, it's not. It's actually not a lot. We didn't get. It's a few. I'm actually looking at them. It's a few. It's not a lot.
We missed apologize to the hoe. We missed.
No, I think I got that. I think I got apologize to the hoe earlier.
We didn't get the Iron Man. We didn't get drip, drip, drip. We didn't get Drake. We didn't get a lot, bro.
Yeah, we did. You're right.
We didn't get this, but we can play this because you got to fucking go. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for the 100th episode. Thank you for all the love and support.
A reminder, because I know you'll close it. Reminder.
12 noon on Thursday. Remember, Jay is on a veil. If he ends up booking this thing, we may have to just scrap Thursday's episode. We may try and do it another day if we have time, stuff like that. But keep an eye on Twitter. If you don't hear from us, it's happening at noon on Thursday. If you do hear from us, it's letting you know that we've pushed the show. But Jay, at this particular moment, has to get the fuck up out of here. So he's all like,
fuck this shit, I'm out.
And for me, I'll say the same thing that I say every single time to y'all. We love you. We thank you. We will see you next time. And
bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
It's just me and you in here, right? All right, now that nigga gone, I know what we gonna do. I got something that I know how to end this episode. Ooh, it's gonna be good. Wait a minute, Jesus. Here we go, y'all.
What's your first impression of the sandwich? Crunch. Describe the sandwich in one word.
Buttermilk.
What's your favorite thing about it?
Maybe we want to do a body roll.
Describe the taste in one sentence.
You gotta love that crunch.
Woo! Woo! This is some serious
buttermilk. What's your first impression of the sandwich? What's your favorite thing about it?
You gotta love that crunch. Crunch, 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 crunch.
This is some serious chicken.
Oh my god.
This is some serious chicken. This is some serious chicken.
That's some serious chicken.
McDonald's.